Welcome to this week's market update from the EcoVantage Commercial Services team. It's Friday the 30th of January. The New South Wales Energy Savings Scheme is approaching a crucial deadline for commercial lighting upgrades, with all projects requiring completion and ESCI registration by March 31st, 2026. Industry partners must submit paperwork for new installations to EcoVantage by February 16th, making immediate action essential for those involved in pending projects. The SRES has implemented a comprehensive inspection program for solar battery installations since July 2025, focusing on safety standards and compliance. The scale of implementation is significant, with more than 168,000 batteries installed nationwide. The Clean Energy Council maintains strict oversight, requiring all products to meet their approval standards. Non-compliant installations face serious consequences, including potential removal of installing companies or individual installers from the SRES program. The inspection program has yielded detailed insights from 513 installations across Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales, SA, and WA. Using a thorough 90-item checklist, inspectors evaluated over 44,500 individual compliance points. The results demonstrate strong industry performance, with 93.2% of items achieving full compliance, 5.4% receiving improvement recommendations, and only 1.4% requiring mandatory rectification to meet safety standards. Quality ratings for overall installations revealed that almost 36% met all necessary standards without issues, while 63.3% were safe to operate despite having technical deficiencies. Only 0.8% received unsafe ratings. An important finding shows that all identified issues stemmed from installation processes, workmanship, or ancillary components, rather than the battery units themselves. And in response to these findings, particularly regarding non-compliant labelling, new photo requirements will take effect from March 1st, 2026. Installers must follow a comprehensive photo guide, ensure compliance with Australian standards, maintain detailed records for 5 years, and submit separate claims for each battery installation with specific accreditation codes. The environmental certificate markets have shown significant movement across various sectors. The LGC market experienced substantial decline, with spot prices dropping almost 20% to $5.50. Forward markets for 2026-2028 also declined notably, with Cal 26 falling 13% to $5.75, Cal 27 dropping 10% to $5.05, and Cal 28 settling at $4.30, representing a 4% decrease. VEEC markets demonstrated more stability, closing at $80.40 after minor fluctuations. Forward markets through December maintained levels around $80, with September and October contracts showing notable increases of $4.50 each. ESCI activity remained modest, with 37,000 certificates registered during the week. The majority came from here residential and small business activity, followed by commercial lighting projects. January's total registrations showed a significant 40% decrease compared to the previous year. Spot trading remained stable at $22.75, while forward markets saw minimal activity. The perk market remained quiet, with a single 80K trade at $3 on the spot market. Forward vintages continued trading 2 to 4% below current spot prices. And ACCU markets showed positive movement, with generic and no-avoided deforestation spots rising to $37.75 and $37.85 respectively. The generic spot was particularly active, with 190,000 certificates traded. Forward markets saw varied results, including a March 2027 trade at $39.25, up $1.80. STC markets experienced minimal activity, with one 20K certificate trade at $39.60. The clearinghouse maintains a substantial 5.8 million certificate surplus, suggesting continued downward price pressure. Forward markets for the next 3 months remain slightly below spot prices at $39.50, reflecting the current market dynamics and oversupply situation. That's a wrap for this week's EcoVantage Market Update. Chat soon.